Baba Basra, Daf Samach Zayin, Amud Beis, page 67, side B. Omar Rav Nachman, Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, that one who purchases the schusis and the metzula, that's the sand that makes glass in the bottom of the river where you collect the gold and the silver, herzik, and if he makes a chazoka, which means the kinyan, to acquire it only in the bechosis, in the sand, kona, he acquires with it also metzula, the bottom of the river. The Gemara asks Pshita, this is obvious, what did Rav Nachman come to teach us with this, the Omar Shmuel, because Shmuel already said that mochar loy eser sodesh, that one who sells 10 fields in 10 different countries, once you hold on to one of them, you actually are able to acquire all of them. And the Gemara answers that there is something new in the din of Rav Nachman over here, because mahu detema, because you may have said that only hosom over there with regards to the 10 fields, who the sadno da'arachad, who that the land, the entire earth is one, and over there it helps holding on to one field to acquire the rest of the field, because the entire world is really connected through the ground, and the use of it is also equal, and that's why they are considered like one field. Aval hacha, but over here with regards to selling this chusis and mitzulah, this has its own use, and this has its own use, because the chulsis is used to extract sand from it, and this is meant to take out silver and gold. So you might think that a chazokan one should not help for purchasing and acquiring the other one. Kamash malon, that's what Rav Nachman comes to teach us, that even in this situation, the chazokah in one helps to acquire the other one. This is the second lashon, the opposite of the lashon that we learned before on Amud Aleph. The Mishnah. Hamoicher Beis Abad. One who sells the Beis Abad, that's the place, that's a house in which you squeeze the olives with a bad which is set in there. That's a press that's set in there. So if you sell the Beis Abad, Mochar Es Hayom. So together, included in the sale, is also the yom, and that's a round stone which is permanently set in the ground, in which you place the olives in that kind of a plate to squeeze them in. That's where you put the olives in. That's a stone kind of a plate, a round plate, which is, sits in the ground. And ve'es ha-memel ve'es ha-besulis. And also included in the sale is the memel and the besulis. Those are uses of the permanent Beis Habad, as will be explained later on in the Gemara. Avo loy mochar es ha-avirim ve'es ha-galgal ve'loy es ha-koyra. But he had not sold the avirim and the galgal and the koyra, which are also part of the uses of the Beis Habad of this press, the olive press, as will be explained in the Gemara. However, these latter ones are not set in the ground, but rather movable, and that's why they are not included in the sale of the Beis Habad. Because the rule in this is that only those items that are set in the ground are included in the sale, but not items that are movable. The Mishnah adds, "Ubizman sha'amar loy." But if the at the time, if the seller says to the buyer, "Hu v'chol mashe b'toychei," I'm selling you the press, the Beis Habad, and everything that's inside is also sold to you, harei kulon. So all the uses of the Beis Habad, mechurim, they're sold with it, and even those items that are not set in the ground. Rabbi Lezer says, hamoicher Beis Habad, that if Rabbi Lezer says that one who sells a Beis Habad, this house with the press, even in a very general way, mochar es hakoira, he also sold with it the koira, that is the beam with which you squeeze the olives. So although that this is not permanently set in the ground, because this is the main part of the press, and therefore when you sell a Beis Habad, that's included. Gemara. The Gemara is later on explains the uses of the Beis Chabad which are mentioned in our Mishnah. Yom, that's mentioned in our Mishnah, that is included in the sale of the Beis Chabad. That means Tlofcha. That's a round plate made out of stone which is connected to the ground. It's called also Adasha because it is similar in its shape, a rounded shape, and in that you place the olives to be squeezed. Memel, the memel which is mentioned in our Mishnah, which is included in the sale of the Beis Chabad. Omar Rababa Bar Mamul, Rababa Bar Mamul explained that means the intention of the memel is mafrachto. That's a stone that has a hole in which you put in a piece of wood and you squeeze the olives prior to grinding them. And that is similar to a press. Besulois, that are mentioned in our Mishnah, which are included in the Sefer Sabbat, Rabbi Yechanan explained that the intention of them is klunsois. Those are pillars, shel eretz, made out of cedar, that are sticking in the both sides of the press. Shema midim bohem es hakoira, that you place the beam in them. In other words, that you make a hole in them, one opposite the other one, and you place a metal bar, and on that you place the beam of the Beis Chabad. Now, what is the avirim that are mentioned in the Mishnah that are not included in the sale of the Beis Chabad? That means kifshei. Those are the boards that you put on the olives in the press, and the beam descends and it weighs down on them at the time that you're pressing it. What is the galgal that is mentioned in the Mishnah that is not included in the sale of the Beis Chabad? That means chumroso. That's a kind of a wheel through which you bring up and lower, and you elevate and you bring down the beam that squeezes the olives. Koira, the koira which is mentioned in the Mishnah, which is not included in the sale of the Beis Chabad, the intention here is to the koira, the beam of the olive press that you put down on top of the pieces of wood that are lying on the olives, and because of the weight of the koira, the olives are pressed, are squeezed. The Gemara brings a brisa which adds further items that weren't mentioned in our mission. Tan Rabbana, we learned in a brisa, Hamoicher Beis Chabad, one who sells the olive press, he didn't specify what he included in the sale. Mochares Nisorim, he sold the planks of wood that you put around the olives in the Beis Chabad so that they don't scatter at the time that you place the beam to squeeze them. And those planks are connected to the ground. And also Vesa Yikovim, and also the Yikovim that is the round stone plate which is set in the ground in which you place the olives to squeeze them. That is the same as the Yam that is mentioned in our Mishnah. And also Vesa Mafrechois, and also the Mafrechois, that's the stone that has a hole in which you put the piece of wood in it, and you squeeze the olives in the Beis Chabad, in the olive press. There's a rechaim atachtoinus, and the bottom mill, the bottom wheel, those that is set in the ground, in which you grind the olives before you squeeze them in the Beis Chabad. Avoloi, but you don't include, it's not included in the sale, the hoel yoino, the upper level of the rechayim, of the mill. In other words, the upper stone of the rechayim, which is not of the mill, which is not connected to the ground, that's not included. Ubizman sha'omar lehu v'chol ma'ashe b'toichot. But at the time that the seller says to the buyer, I'm selling you the olive press, the house with the olive press, v'chol ma'ashe b'toichot, and also everything that's in it is sold to you. Harikulon mechurim, they're all sold. Also those that were mentioned, now that they're not included in the sale, they would be sold. The Rice adds now that Ben Koch, whether he said the Beis Abad and everything that's inside is sold to you, and when he didn't say so, Loi Mochar Loi Es Avirim, he doesn't sell with it, not the Avirim. Those are the planks that are lying on top of the olives that are being pressed in the Beis Abad, and the those are the those pieces of wood, the planks that the that the press, the koira, the beam descends upon them and weighs them down at the time that it squeezes them. And also the loy as hasakin, it doesn't include those sacks that are made from the feathers of the hair of the goats. The loy as hamartzupim, and also not the martzupim, they're made out of leather in which you carry the olives into the Beis Habad, to the house that is being pressed, because since they are not permanent and set in the ground, but they're movable. So Rabbi Lazar says, Hamoicher Beis Habad, a person who sells a Beis Habad without specifying just the Beis Habad, Mochar Es HaKoyra, so he did sell with it also the beam, as we learned already in the Mishnah, the one that you squeeze the olives with, even though that it's immovable, because Shalei Nikra Beis Habad El Al Shum Koyra, because the place is not called a place of squeezing olives, Beis Habad, only because of the beam that squeezes them, and that's why, even though it's movable, it is included in the sale. Next Mishnah. Hamoicher es hamerchatz, one who sells the bathhouse. That's a house which people bathe in it, and he didn't specify what's included in the sale. Loi mochar es hanesorim, he did not sell with it those planks that you put on the floor of the bathhouse to stand on them so that you should not get burnt or that you shouldn't get dirty. The es hasafolim, and also he didn't include, is not included in it, is the those buckets in which you put the bathing water in. The es hakoloniyos, and also not included, these are the towels that you dry yourself up after bathing. But bisman sha'amar loy, but if it's the seller tells to the buyer, I'm selling you the bathhouse, v'chol mashe b'soicho, and everything that's in it is also sold to you, hare kulon mechurim, they are all sold, all these items that are the use of the Beis HaMechatz, and even those items that are movable are included in the sale. And the Mishnah adds, Ben Koch u Ben Koch, whether he told him the bathhouse and everything that's in it are sold to you, and when he did not say it, Leimochar loyes hamegures shel mayim, he did not sell the pools of water, those that supply water for the bathhouse, and also veloyes oitzoros shel etzim, and also it's not included in the sale, the storage of the wood, the place where we put the wood that heat the bathhouse, because the water and the wood are not designated uses for the bathhouse alone, but those are items that the person can enjoy them even in his own house. The Gemara brings a braisa which adds more items that weren't mentioned in the Mishnah. Come Rabbanu, we learned that the Rabbanu learned the braisa, Hamoicher es hamerchatz, one who sells the bathhouse, and he didn't elaborate what's included. Mochar es beis hanesorim, he sold also the house which is connected to the bathhouse, in which you place the planks after bathing. There's Beis HaYikomim, and also another room which is connected to the bathhouse, in which you place those towels or those head shawls, so that those who bathe wrap themselves, their heads around, so they shouldn't get hurt from the heat of the bath. house, the es beis hasefalim, and the room, the place where you place the buckets in which you put the bathing water, as beis havilos, and the place where you place the towels that you dry yourself with them. Avaloi es nesorim atzmo, but it's not included, but he did not include in the sale the planks themselves. Veloi you come in atzmo, veloi svol in atzmo, not the kerchiefs or not the buckets, and veloi is atzmo, and not the towels itself, because these are all movables and they are not permanent in the bathhouse. Ubizman Shomar Loi, and if it's at the time, if he said to him, the seller said, "He, I'm selling you the bathhouse, v'chol mashe b'soicha, and everything that's in it is also sold to you." Harei kulon mechurim, so they're all sold. So even those items that are movable are also sold. The Braisa adds that ben kach or ben kach, whether he told him the bathhouse and everything that's in it, or he didn't say it, still loy mochar loyas habreiches hamesapkis loy. Mayim. He did not sell him those pools that supply water for the bathhouse. Bain, whether the sale was